Vinny Viola, who is co-owner of Vino Rosso, who won the Wood Memorial and then hooked Justify a couple of times. He's probably happy there's no Justify in this field today. Vinny, good morning, my
morning,
friend.
Morning, Mike. Morning, JT.
Happy Travers Day.
Oh, God, what a true blessing. The weather's perfect. The track is laying perfect. Sunny. I feel the vibe and the energy already, and we got a ways to go for the first maiden special, right, at 11:30, which is going to be a great race, by the way. Really well-bred horses, train them well for that race.
Love the jacket, by the way.
He's
got the green jacket on, St. Elias Stables, established 2011. Love it.
We broke down, and we created a little set of vanity clothes, I guess you'd call it.
Terry's rubbing off on you.
Terry is rubbing off on me. I actually finally got him to send me his outfitter because his clothes are the coolest, you know. Yeah. And he's not as where is he? But I love my buddy, but he could be a little more generous with the handouts of his
swag.
Shirt. Yeah, the swag.
Well, he's in that business, though.
Yeah,
right? You're not in that business. You got horses you own. Right?
Yeah,
you're not trying to attract clients.
No.
Talking about Terry Finley, West Point Thoroughbreds. Of course, you went on that magical ride last year with Always Dreaming and
started it. Yeah,
yeah, and here you are again, back in the big screen, on the big screen with Vino Rosso this afternoon.
Very blessed. You know, I was talking to Anthony and I was talking to Tim a little bit. You know, the pluses, right? If you watch his pattern, he's good race, not so good race, you know, good race, not so good race. He really enjoys tracks just like they're setting up today. The horse is robust. He's galloping like he really wants to do something. Now he's got to do it, right? I always describe Vino Rosso as like the kid, the prodigy horse, prodigy athlete. He's the high schooler that gets the letters from 500 schools, but he could care less, you know, because he knows he's got the ability, and he makes his choice like kind of on the left. That's how he is. You know, you don't know if he's yet developed that professional sense of what he is purposed to do. If he puts it together, you know, he could do something really special today. That's the kind of horse he is.
Yeah, he'd probably be better as a gelding, huh?
Oh, don't say that, JT, please, man. This is all about the stallions. You get,
no, I know. You know. I know he's not getting gelded anytime soon or ever. But, you know, I mean.
But he probably would be.
He probably would be. Yeah. He'd be more single-minded. But, you know, in his defense, too, with the tracks he's had to run on sometimes, not his favorite.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know, a very wet Saratoga. But today, he gets his conditions. He gets a distance we know he can handle.
Really handle.
He might be one of the few horses in the race that can actually handle the distance.
Really handle.
A lot of edge there.
The Jim Dandy, what do you make of that performance? There were times where he seemed disinterested, and then all of a sudden, here he comes again.
It's that goofy kid, you know. He's a little bit of a, again, less mature and developed. And he tends sometimes, you know, if the track is just even a little moist, he tends to sort of run a tad, in my opinion, off balance, like if you could see, especially around the turns. But on tracks like this where he grips nicely and easily, smoothly. So what do you make of it? Then you look at him coming down, and it reminds you of Sam Davis, right? He's barreling, and another step or jump or two, and he wins the Jim Dandy off of a decent group of horses that are going to be the centerpiece of today's race. Those horses, right?
Right.
The same horses. So you explain. He's like that that athlete that, you know, and he's got the best coach in the world in Todd Fletcher.
Yep.
You know, Todd's tinkering with him psychologically and how. So if you look at his last breeze, right, we really try to tighten him up, get him sort of like, hey, man, you're a racehorse. He took it very nicely. If you look at his, I think a horse got loose on the track as he's galloping out. They put the signal up, and he busts out 7 furlongs, like 128, a shade on the 128. The horse is he's kind of an enigma. But Todd said he's kind of horse, you know, obviously we're going to race him next year. You're going to look back after 4 or 5 years of racing, he's going to have a couple of grade ones, and he's going to be a very substantial horse for his class.
Yeah, he's got the earmarks, and he's still only 3 years old.
Yeah.
That's what people always forget. You know, some of these horses, well, take Medaglia d'Oro. He was kind of a
perfect,
you know, three-year-old. Could run. Everybody knew he could run, but it wasn't until he got older when he really stepped up. And,
he started to kick it
all.
In the Travers.
Right. Bob,
won the Travers.
I mean, Bob, that was Bobby's
right
foot, like his template, right? And, you know, the horse first. And Todd's that way much, much, much more than it would seem, you know. He gets – the thing about Pletcher is he gets a deep understanding of the horses right away. So he kind of knows their potential. His job is to get them to meet at the right time. And Vino Rosso's definitely been one of the sort of challenge students, but we're happy to have him. Mike and I were talking a couple of days ago. The horse is really potentialed, you know. He hasn't peaked yet. That's what I would say about him.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Mike Rapoli, co-owner. He's going to race in the Rapoli Silks today.
Yes.
The New York Mets colors.
Which we've been winning in, by the way. It seems like the St. Elias Green has been flattening out for the horse.
It's interesting because you know the feeling of winning a Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Mike knows the feeling of winning a Traverse Stakes.
Yeah.
You do not. You're both natives of New York.
Brooklyn, basically.
Brooklyn-based.
Yeah,
to win the Traverse. Put that in perspective for me here. How much would it mean?
I mean, you know, I don't even have to answer the question. This is our kind of trips to Saratoga when I was a kid, the few times we made it. We thought we were going to, you know, pick a place, a magical place from Brooklyn to get in the car and drive up here for my dad to even try to afford it and then afford it a couple of days. It was like going to the city on the hill kind of thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, you know, I always had an interest in history, the history of the track. So what does it feel like? It feels like you have to pinch yourself that you're in the race. Now, Mike has won the race. I want to tell you a little bit about Mike Rapoli, what a fantastic human being he is. So Mike's won the Wood, right? This year was the first time we my wife and I were lucky enough to win the Wood. Right after the race, he says, hey, here's the trophy. I got a trophy for the Wood already. This one's yours. Now, that's a part. That's a good partner. That's the kind of guy. You know, that's Mike. That's the real Mike Rapoli. I'm happy we're running in Rapoli Mets colors today because the horse doesn't like the green. That's a problem. I got to admit it, right? I got to figure that out. I mean, we win here today.
Don't change. Charlie Whittingham always said, "You got to have green."
Yeah.
Got to have green.
Have all three of his wins come in the Rapoli colors?
That is true.
Have they?
That is true.
All right. Well, that's a good
It's a great omen, but it is what it is. Yeah.
Maybe that's the key to the horse. Maybe he likes orange.
Yeah, yeah. We should maybe put the sort of orange cups on him or something.
Yeah.
He's a funny horse, but a great horse. Going to be a great race. I mean, Chad's done an unbelievable job with Good Magic. I just saw Bob Edwards. I was telling Bob. Bob said, you know, Anthony mentioned. He asked Bob if he's superstitious. You know, I'm Italian American. I'm superstitious about everything.
Yeah.
You know, so I. But
what are some of the superstitions that you have? What are you going to be doing today?
I try to wear the same socks and shoes to the big races. The same tie, although I broke that this year for the Wood. And I have a couple things in my pocket that are special to me, and really, quite frankly, my religious background that they're like talisman, you know, I carried them with me.
Yeah.
One of them is a little medal that was given to me by an aunt that I have from when I was a kid. I got it taped on one of my ID cards. So.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. It's great sport, great
change,
day.
Do you change if the horses lose? Do you change to something else, or do you still
stick with it? No, I'm a very, in my own crazy way, you know, I always tell people, look, I was a soldier and then a trader. So, you know, both professions, you have to be very flexible. You're constantly changing your mind while you're in it. But on certain things, I'm kind of like steady and actually disciplined and very routine, almost to the point of being boring. So, you know, but I'm totally superstitious.
I've heard you describe lots of ways, never heard boring one time.
I will tell you one story that you guys will. For any Italian Americans that are listening, you know, we have this thing called the bad eye, malocchio. You know, like sometimes people will say, oh my God, you got to get your aunt to come to the house. You got bad luck. Some people are not wishing you well. So I was walking in yesterday with some other Italian Americans, And they said, hey, how are you? I said, no, I'm enjoying the meet, but my horses haven't been running like they have. And I said, man, I think I got Maloki on it. And the person said to me, I was kind of thinking the same thing for you. Now I know I got it on me, right? So we got to break it today.
We got to get Vinny with the Godfather at the Lexus store,
that's
right?
That's right.
The Godfather, right. We coined him the Godfather. He's from New York, too. And he works at the Lexus store down there. Been there for a long time. And you would love him. You'd hit it off beautifully.
Can he take the eyes off people? I'll go there now.
He might be able to, yeah.
I'll go before the race.
He might be able to. He can do a lot of things. We'll have to find out. We'll get Vinny down there. Vinny Viola joining us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Vino Rosso set to go to the post. You know, it's interesting. Todd talked about this. You referenced it. He's a quirky horse to ride, right? Yeah. And as you said, he's kind of still learning, right? He's still putting it together mentally, still that young star waiting to have that breakout moment. John Velasquez has won more races than any jockey in the history of Saratoga. You had a lot of luck with him with Always Dreaming. What makes Johnny so good?
Well, for my money, he's the best rider in the game because he's an absolute severe competitor. And one thing that Johnny does that I think people don't really give him enough credit for is he's a devout student of the game. Like, he studies the races. He studies the horses. When he gets off a horse that he's breezed for you, like, you know something about that horse you didn't know before you got on. And the thing about Johnny, he's a very deep thinker. And even though he's kind of friendly, he's public, but you gotta learn how he's very highly, highly intelligent. So his code words are key. And he's got a few code words. I can't think of any of them specifically right now. But even the way he'll talk about a horse with his head movements, he's a super, super intelligent, very committed guy. He really does get the best out of his horses. Like, if you watch the Belmont, that's a very telling race because when you got a 3/4 and 113 plus, and you're running an American Pharoah pace, which was not the fastest Belmonts, Johnny's got to make a decision, right? He's laying with a lot of horse. He knows he's at least the second best horse in the race.
Yep.
But he's got to move. He's got to challenge, justify, right? Come off the top here, and he's got to shoot his weapons. So it's like, you know, hey, boss, we could have came in second easy, but I know you want to win the race, and absolutely want to win the race. We're not here for second place. He's that kind of jock, and I could see the way he just got hit the horse. He actually ran a really nice race, the Belmont. I thought that was one of his best races, if not his best.
Yeah.
Talking about Vino.
Yeah. He always has the horses in position to win.
Always.
Always. They're,
always.
And you can't say that about JT, very better. many jocks.
I mean, you said it better than me. The horses are always in a position. If they fire, they're going to win. And they're going to win big, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw him yesterday in that stakes on the grass, which is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, he's so good. As is Vinny Viola. He's done a great job for this game. Vinny, as always, appreciate the visit
thank you
here today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for your service to our country, too. Really appreciate
man, that's
that.
Very humbling. Yeah. Let's shout out to all the service women, service men, and all of our public servants that are working hard to keep us able to enjoy this fantastic centerpiece of American life. This is what makes America great, that you could have a day like today and people come and have a great time, great sport.
Yep, well said.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Vinny Viola. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, he will receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. Wear what you love and embrace your passion at EmbraceTheRace.com. Vinny, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, guys. Thanks, right. JT. Just great, man.